This is Father Ted, and you are listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. Hey, everybody. My name is Father Ted. I'm a blue belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, training out of JT6 Studio in Toronto. And I'm also the founder of the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu Tournament, which is an annual tournament that is happening here in Toronto every December, which brings together blue belts to be able to have a fun competition amongst different schools, bringing the jiu-jitsu community together, and also raising both food and funds for local food kitchens and food shelters, and also supporting Project X Guard, which is a program that helps train and offer jiu-jitsu training to underprivileged youth in the Toronto area. So this is kind of like the event that I started a couple of years ago. And, you know, through this experience, it's been really, really positive, getting to know a lot of different people in the jiu-jitsu community and kind of, you know, bringing people together. So we've started this podcast kind of as an extension of our yearly tournament. And we hope that this will be kind of a forum to be able to interview different jiu-jitsu practitioners, both here in Toronto, across Canada, and anywhere else for that matter, people who are interested in promoting the art of jiu-jitsu and discussing their journeys. For some of you who may know me, but for those of you who do not, basically, I've been training for the last 5.5 years in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm also an Orthodox priest under the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of Canada. Here in Toronto, my home parish is Prophet Elias Greek Orthodox Church in Mississauga. I used to have a podcast with my colleague, Father Thomas Sandberg, who's a black belt under George Brito, Toronto BJJ. He's also a Greek Orthodox priest up in Calgary, Alberta, at St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church. And we had a podcast called The Fighting Priests for almost 4 years. Some of you may have been listening to it over the years. We've kind of stopped it now as our lives have gotten a little busy, and we might do some episodes in the future, but for now it's on hold, and I'm kind of working on this project. So just a little bit of background, at least in this initial episode about me. As I had mentioned before, I've been training jiu-jitsu for about 5.5 years. I've gotten to know a lot of different friends in the jiu-jitsu community. I've had the blessing of you know, traveling quite a bit as well. I compete as often as I can, 4 to 5 times a year. And I've been able to train in the States and in Greece, and hopefully in the future, other places. And, you know, through my journeys and also through the previous podcast, I've had the great honor of meeting a lot of different people and speaking with a lot of different jiu-jitsu practitioners. During the COVID-19 lockdowns, as we all know, most of our gyms were shut down. And basically, there weren't a lot of places where one could continue training. So, you know, I used to be at my old church, which was called Saints Constantine and Helen, Greek Orthodox Church, in West North York, not too far from my current church. And I was there during the COVID-19 lockdowns. And when everything kind of shut down, I wanted to continue training. So, you know, I picked a little room that I had, a kind of a storage room at the church there, converted it into a dojo, into a little mini training center, with professional mats and everything. And I would invite different friends over to roll and to continue, you know, training during the lockdowns. And this is where the name The Bunker came from, right? It was like, you know, the COVID bunker, where we were training kind of in secret during that time. And so this is kind of where this whole story starts. Started with a few close friends, a close circle, and we would train through the lockdowns. And then slowly that became a little bit bigger. We had more people join in. And even after the gyms opened, we kept the bunker going. And we had about 15 different people who would kind of come through, not only from my home gym, but from other gyms as well. And we would train together and just get better and share stories. And it was just a really good group of people and good camaraderie. And so how did we get from this kind of like little secret bunker room to doing a whole tournament and eventually also starting this podcast? Well, you know, at one point we said, hey, why don't we just kind of put together a little holiday Christmas tournament just for fun amongst ourselves. And it was initially just 8 of us all mixed belts and different sizes and weights and things like that and abilities. But we said, let's just get together over the holiday season and let's have a little bit of a tournament. And the winner is going to win, you know, like a case of beer or something, you know, like something just for fun. And so that's how the first bunker holiday tournament started. It started in the bunker, this little room, which had about these kind of professional mats, but they were only like 10 feet by 10 feet. So fairly small, just enough for one match. And we did that for the first year, and it was really fun. After that first year, which was about 3 years ago, about 2.5 years ago, I got word that I was going to get transferred. So I got transferred to this current parish, which is Prophet Elias in Mississauga. It's much a bigger church. And, you know, the bunker, you know, that little room that we had for training kind of went away. I didn't have a chance or the ability to set it up again here. And so kind of all that training stopped and everybody was a little bit sad, you know, our friends who we would get together on a weekly basis and train. And the impetus and the interest in continuing that tournament at least once a year was still there. So a lot of people started contacting me about 6 months later and saying, hey, you know, the holidays are coming up, you know, are you going to do a tournament again? And I said, yeah, let's do it. Let's continue it, but let's expand it. So the second year of the holiday, the Bunker Holiday Tournament, we did it. We hosted it in the banquet hall here at Prophet Elias Church, which is a much bigger space, much more pretty. You know, there's tables and lights and the dance floor. And we set it up on the dance floor with tables all around, almost kind of like a Who's Number One, you know, evening event. We said, okay, let's do something a little bit bigger. Let's expand it to inviting a few more different dojos. Let's make it a blue belt competition, so it's a little more standardized, so we don't have all this, you know, variety of different belts and things like that. And let's try to get maybe a few more competitors. So, and also we thought it was a wonderful opportunity to start to support the local community with some charity work. So here at Prophet Elias, we have an organization called HOPE, which stands for Helping Others Prophet Elias, which basically raises food and sometimes cooks food, sometimes accepts food donations and clothing donations. And we help local food kitchens and youth shelters, etc., in the Mississauga area. And so we thought, hey, let's support this wonderful project. And also I had become good friends with Raul Chavez, who runs Project X Guard out of Action Reaction Gym, and they help young and underprivileged youth by teaching them jiu-jitsu. And they also accept donations of, you know, lightly used training equipment, gis and rash guards, things like that. And so we said, let's support both of these two organizations. So the second Bunker Jiu-Jitsu tournament, holiday tournament, started, and it became much bigger. We had 16 competitors, all male competitors. You know, we got a little bit of a trophy. We filmed it. We just had a really good time. We had different dojos competing, about three different dojos at that time. And it was just a great time. And so then the third year came around, which was this past year, this past Christmas, 2024. We expanded our mats. We got bigger professional mats from Matsuru, Canada. We have about 20 by 15 surface area where we can kind of have a much more comfortable and more professional competition. And again, we had a 16-person competition of all blue belts. And then we added a female division this year as well. We had, I believe, six females, I believe, that competed, six or eight, perhaps. Yeah, sorry, six females competing. We had eight females competing, sorry. And that was really great to add a female division. And, you know, we had some sponsors who helped us pay for the mats. Big shout out to, JT6, my home gym, NKS, Noma Karate Jiu-Jitsu in Willowdale. Flawless Kimonos, who sponsored, Ikiro Kimonos, who sponsored, Awake Chocolate, who sponsored, and all the other people who kind of like, you know, pitched in to help us grow this this tournament. So the tournament got bigger and we had a great time. And so we're continuing doing this every year. It's a wonderful way to kind of get involved, to meet new people. If you've never competed before, it's a safe environment, kind of a small invitational where you can kind of compete, but not have the stress of a big tournament. And it just brings lots of different people together. So that's how kind of the Bunker Holiday Tournament started. And of course, because we know so many different people, we thought, hey, you know what? What a great opportunity to be able to do a podcast as well. You know, so we can talk in the off season. We can visit different gyms. We can. I would very much like with this podcast to, interview not only kind of some of the OGs of the bunker, the first people who trained in the bunker and what their experience was, and interview them and hear their jiu-jitsu journeys. I'm really interested in hearing people's jiu-jitsu journey, but also to kind of travel to the other gyms that kind of participate in this tournament and, hear their stories. And what are they, what have they been up to? What are they up to right now? What are they looking at in the future? And just a way of promoting their gyms as well and their experiences as well. So I'm hoping that this podcast is interesting for people. We're going to hear a lot of different stories, speak to a lot of different people. And also, as the next tournament comes up next December, we'll have a lot of episodes leading up to that and, kind of getting into the hype of the upcoming matches and things like that. So we'll see where it takes us. I'm really excited about this this podcast that I'm starting right now. And I hope that all of you will tune in and tell your friends about it. And if you are interested in coming on the podcast, if you train jiu-jitsu or you have a really good jiu-jitsu story, you have a jiu-jitsu experience journey, love to hear it. So feel free always to email me at bunkerjiu-jitsu@gmail.com. And I'll definitely respond to you. You can also find us on Instagram as well, which is our handle is Bunker Jiu-Jitsu. It's very easy to find. So follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, or email us and let me know what you want to hear from the podcast, ideas, or if you just want to be on it. This is just kind of the introduction that I want to give in this very quick and short episode. And we will be back to you very soon with our first few episodes, which we'll be streaming with our first few guests. I don't want to give that away right now, but you will be seeing these upcoming episodes very quickly. Till then, I look forward to seeing you all next time. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu podcast. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. And if you want to reach out with any questions or if you're interested in being on the show, feel free to email us at bunkerjiu-jitsu@gmail.com. Thanks and take care.